Businesses and organizations of all kinds. In this book, I take a broader scope, looking at five domains of business strategy: customers, competition, data, innovation, and value. Like my previous books, the Digital Transformation Playbook focuses on practical tools and frameworks that one can apply in making decisions and formulating strategies for their own business, no matter their size or industry. I have packed the text with case studies that illustrate the concepts and illuminate the strategies. My hope is that you, the listener, will bring the playbook into action by applying its lessons and discovering the next stage of value creation and growth for your business. David Rogers, Montclair, New Jersey.
1.
The five domains of digital transformation: customers, competition, data, innovation, value. You may remember the Encyclopedia Britannica. First published in 1768, it represented the definitive reference resource in English for hundreds of years before the rise of the Internet. Those of us of a certain age likely remember thumbing through the pages of its 32 leather-bound volumes, if not at home, then in a school library, while preparing a research paper. In the initial debate about Wikipedia and in the later stories of its amazing rise, that vast, online, community-created, freely accessible encyclopedia for the digital age was always compared to the Britannica, the traditional incumbent that it was challenging. When, after 244 years, Encyclopedia Britannica Incorporated announced it had printed its last edition, the message seemed clear. Another hidebound company, born before the arrival of the Internet, had been disrupted, wiped out by the irrefutable logic of the digital revolution. Except that wasn't true. Over the preceding 20 years, Britannica had been through a wrenching process of transformation. Wikipedia was not, in fact, its first digital challenger. At the dawn of the personal computing era, Britannica sought to shift from print to CD-ROM editions of its product and suddenly faced competition from Microsoft, a company in a totally different industry. Microsoft's Encarta Encyclopedia was a loss leader, given away free on CD-ROM with purchases of Windows software as part of a larger strategy to position personal computers as the primary educational investment for middle-class families. As CD-ROMs gave way to the World Wide Web, Britannica faced competition from an explosion of online information sources, including Newpedia and later its exponentially growing crowdsourced successor, Wikipedia. Britannica understood that customers' behaviors were changing dramatically with the adoption of new technologies. Rather than trying to defend its old business model, the company's leaders sought to understand the needs of its core customers: home users and educational institutions, increasingly in the K-12 market. Britannica experimented with various delivery media, price points, and sales channels for its products, but significantly, it maintained a focus on its core mission: editorial quality and educational service. With this focus, it was able not only to pivot to a purely online subscription model for its encyclopedia, but also to develop new and related product offerings to meet the evolving needs for classroom curricula and learning. By the time we stopped publishing the print set, the sales represented only about 1% of our business, explained Britannica President Jorge Cause on the anniversary of that decision. We're as profitable now as we've ever been. The story of Britannica may seem surprising precisely because the setup is so familiar. Powerful new digital technologies drive dramatic changes in customer behavior. Once started, the digitization of a product, interaction, or medium becomes irresistible. The old business model is invalidated. Inflexible and unable to adapt, the dinosaur business gets wiped out. The future belongs to the new digital pioneers and startups. But that's not what happened with Britannica. And that's not how it has to be for your business. There is absolutely no reason upstart digital companies have to supplant established firms.